Dari Washington DC, inilah VOA Executive Lounge.
Ingin tahu berita menarik, terkini, dan terpercaya? Ikuti kami di Instagram @VOAIndonesia.
Dari Washington DC, inilah VOA Executive Lounge.
Masih di VOA Executive Lounge, berikut dari dunia hiburan, langsung aja kita simak bersama Irfan Ihsan. VOA
Simba, you have to take your place as king. We need you.
Remake dari salah satu film animasi Disney, The Lion King, sudah dirilis dan meraih sukses dalam angka penjualan. Secara domestik di Amerika Serikat, The Lion King memecahkan rekor penjualan tiket terbanyak di weekend perdana untuk film karya Disney yang di-remake atau dibuat ulang dengan mendapatkan angka sekitar 191 juta dolar di weekend perdananya tersebut, menyusul rekor dari remake film karya Disney sebelumnya, Beauty and the Beast. Angka-angka ini tentu saja masih terus meningkat. Film ini digarap sutradara Jon Favreau dengan bintang-bintang besar yang menjadi pengisi suaranya seperti Beyoncé, Donald Glover, Seth Rogen, Chiwetel Ejiofor, dan masih banyak lagi. Mengangkat kisah klasik yang sudah melegenda bukanlah hal mudah, apalagi untuk bisa berhasil seperti ini. Karena ekspektasi orang sangat tinggi ya. Seperti yang dikatakan salah satu pengisi suaranya, Florence Kasumba.
Well, I think people have high expectations when you say that you are doing The Lion King again. It was already very successful in 94, you know, and there's a whole generation. I mean, I watched it and my kids watch it. Everybody knows it. So we all knew it's going to be amazing. The technical equipment, everything that has been used for it, everything is fresh. We, I think, also learned. Like, I think years ago I would have played it differently than now, and I think the story is timeless.
Untuk merebut hati generasi baru yang mungkin tidak terlalu mengenal Simba dan kawan-kawan, atau justru sangat mengenalnya, karena saat ini lebih mudah untuk menonton berulang kali melalui gadget, sutradara Jon Favreau melakukan berbagai pendekatan, termasuk mendengarkan masukan dari berbagai kalangan. Dia juga cerita kalau salah satu yang diminta masukannya adalah rapper kelahiran tahun 93, Chance the Rapper.
It depends what generation you're from. It's 25 years ago, but you know, there are a lot of people who are millennials now who grew up, and this I think was one of the first generations that watch movies over and over again on video, where they know everything about it. When I saw a movie, I'd see it a handful of times if it came back to the theaters when I was younger. But the generation, I learned through, there's a, you know, Chance the Rapper, friends of Donald Glover came by and he knows everything. He's like the expert on Lion King. And so I would turn to people like that and show them footage and say, hey, how you feeling about this? And I say, oh, that's different, but that's cool, or that's the same, or I like that. So you always have to check in with different audiences, but you also have to make it for a new generation that doesn't know the old ones.
Can we please keep him? Okay. I promise. I'll walk him every day. If he makes a little mess, I'll clean it up.
You'll be his little mess. He's going to eat you and then use my body as a toothpick.
But one day, when he's big and strong, he'll be on our side.
I've got it. What if he's on our side? Hear me out! Having a ferocious lion around might not be such a bad idea.
Dari pembuatan ulang film Lion King, dari segi cerita pastinya banyak yang tidak dapat diubah, tapi ada satu unsur yang justru harus baru dan tidak bisa mengulang dari yang sebelumnya. Seperti yang dikatakan oleh Seth Rogen dan Billy Eichner yang berperan sebagai kawan dekat Simba, Pumbaa dan Timon.
You can't just do the same jokes. Yeah. You know, you can cover songs and that's kind of a thing people do is cover songs. So we're used to that. But, you know, there are a handful of jokes from the original.
You can't cover jokes. It's hard to
right.
cover jokes. Yeah.
Exactly. So we had the opportunity to like add new jokes and we really like cherished that and really leaned into that and had great fun between improvising and writing new jokes. That was our job, and we were lucky that we got to do that.
Lawakan atau bercandaan, kata mereka, nggak bisa diulang dan harus berbeda dengan yang pernah ada di film sebelumnya. Kalau lagu masih bisa ya diulang ya, tapi lawakan harus baru dan segar. Saking segarnya, mereka berdua mengaku sering ketawa sendiri dengan lawakan spontan mereka yang akibatnya banyak memakan waktu di studio.
Tons.
Yeah.
Hours and hours and hours of material.
So much.
And what's nice about voice work especially is you can kind of seamlessly go in and out of it. Like,
yeah.
You would laugh and then you would just start again and do it. Like, it's not like when you're making a movie and there's like, you know, a big reset has to occur when you restart. You can just pick it up instantly. So I think that's also one of the things that's so nice about, you know, voice work is that it's like 100% performance oriented. There's nothing technical about it.
Run away, Simba. And never return.
Itu tadi cerita seputar film The Lion King dari sutradara dan para bintang pengisi suaranya. Dari Washington DC, Irfan Ihsan, VOA.
In the circle of life.
Dari Washington DC, Anda masih bersama kami dalam VOA Executive Lounge.
Ingin menyimak kembali siaran kami? Kunjungi situs kami di www.voaindonesia.com.
VOA Executive Lounge, Anda masih bersama saya Dania Iman dan sekarang sudah waktunya kami pamit. Jangan lupa ikuti terus VOA Executive Lounge melalui website kami di www.voaindonesia.com. Juga ikuti kami di akun media sosial VOA di Instagram, YouTube dan juga Facebook @VOAIndonesia. Baiklah, saya pamit dulu dari VOA di Washington DC. Saya Dania Iman. Success with you all the way. Bye.